Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne, and I am here with Andrea Ginsky at Bookstore One Sarasota, 117 South Pineapple Avenue. And today we're going to talk about young women-centered books.
Good. That's yes. True.
Yes.
We were those ones.
I could start.
Sure.
I'll talk about this new one. It's called The Other Profile, and it's by Irene Graziosi. And it's translated by Lucy Rand. And what I liked about it, it seemed an intellectual type of take on an influencer who hires an assistant. And it's written from the perspective of the assistant. And I just really found it interesting about their trials and tribulations and the whole idea of what is sacrificed by some of the influencers. If they just are all consumed by it, they don't learn anything else as young people, and then they feel sort of lost and confused once they're a little bit older. They don't have a sense of purpose. So I just found it really, really well done, and it's her first novel, and so I highly recommend it, The Other Profile by Irene Graziosi.
Okay, so I'll talk about a new book also.
Okay.
It just came out, I think, a few weeks ago. It's called Come and Get It by Kylie Reed. And I read this on vacation, and it got me thinking about young women books, actually. So it takes place on a college campus. I want to say I think it's in Arkansas. And I thought it was a really interesting book. It's fun and light, but it's also really thought-provoking. It has to do with young women and money and love and academia and their view of the world. So a journalist / college professor, older woman, gay, comes to the school to teach a class. And she decides she wants to write a book. She's going to write a book about weddings. And she starts interviewing students.
Hmm.
Well, the book morphs and her relationship with the students morphs. And she turns out that she decides she's going to write a book about the students' relationships with money and their view of the world and shopping and internet. Hmm. And she writes these articles, and they end up getting posted in Teen Vogue magazine.
Oh, wow.
So it's just this really interesting. There's the journalist, her name is Agatha, and then there's a resident assistant in the dorm named Millie, and they kind of are, Millie is kind of feeding her information about the students.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a pod of students that live in the dorm. It's like a triple,
mm-hmm.
which are the ones that are really the most involved in the story. And I don't know, it was not my normal kind of thing. And I really liked it. You know, it was engaging and it was a really good vacation book because it was fun, but also it was thought provoking.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend it. Come and Get It by Kylie Reed. And she's an up and coming young author herself.
Okay.
I think this is her second novel.
Yeah.
So.
All right, excellent. Okay, next I want to talk about is Elena Ferrante's The Lost Daughter. And it's not new anymore, obviously, but I thought it was perfect for mothers who may have more than one daughter. I mean, a lot of my take on life is a lot of boys are sort of transparent, or men, but female relationships are really sort of murky sometimes with mm-hmm. emotional things and long-held grudges. And I just thought she really captured this one daughter and her psychological difficulties that she was having raising a child with an unsupportive husband. And I just found it really, really intriguing. I haven't read any of her others. I don't know. Are you going to talk about
it? I am, and I'll ping pong.
Okay, go ahead.
Talk.
Yeah.
So nobody actually writes about young women hardly better than Elena Ferrante, because
mm-hmm.
the Neapolitan trilogy starts when they're little girls and goes up until they're in their 40s, and one of the books they're in their teens, and one book's they're in their 20s.
Right.
But I wasn't going to talk about those. I like the third Neapolitan trilogy novel the best, and also The Lying Life of Adults,
okay.
which is about a young girl named Giovanna who's 15 years old. And she is really on the cusp of learning about sex and learning about relationships. Kind of young for that, but her family is on the cusp of breaking up, and her dad's having an affair, and her mom's having an affair, and So I just think it's just a great book. The Giovanna, the main character, has a really strong voice. And I don't know, The Atlantic said it was a marvelously disconcerting novel of a disillusionment. And when I recommend it to customers in the store, I tell them the name of the book really says it all. But it's through the eyes of this 15-year-old girl looking at the lying lives of adults. So, yeah. But anyone who wants to read stories about young women, Elena Ferrante is a wonderful place to start.
And what I like about the first two I talked about, including Ferrante, is that you could have a character who... morally, you don't agree with some of their choices, but yet you're interested enough to keep going with it.
It's
to
true.
See where it's
going.
You know, you're not repulsed enough to
actually,
go, oh, this
Come
person's
and Get
horrible.
It. Actually, I think all the books that I thought of talking about all made me feel that way.
Yeah.
Maybe because when you're a teen or a young woman,
oh,
you're
sure.
making so many choices and you're not informed yet.
Right, exactly.
Or formed.
Right, yes. Yeah. It's when mistakes are made a lot.
It's true.
Right, okay, yeah. All right, next one I'm going to talk about is another author from another country. Her name's Marie Aubert, and she wrote a book called Grown Ups, and it reminded me of Ferrante. She pulls no punches in her depiction of family dysfunction. I mean, it's a very raw look at two sisters, and one of them just turned 40. She's single. She's a successful architect, and she wants to have a family, but she doesn't have a man. So she's thinking about storing her eggs and does she have eggs left? And then the other sister has a family and has a husband. And what happens is they all end up at this lake cottage, which they're also fighting over who's going to own it once the parents pass away. And so I just found it really, really well done and kind of like a fun, snarky tone, but like it still was moving at the same time. So I really like Grown Ups by Marie Aubert.
Yeah. Okay. The next one I'm going to talk about is an older book by Lily King. So it's called Father of the Rain, and Lily King wrote Writers and Lovers, which is a book I love, and Euphoria. Writers and Lovers is also about a young woman. But this one is an older book. It was her third novel. It was published in 2010, and it was recommended by Ann Patchett on her Friday videos, like if you haven't read it, it's new to you. So it's an interesting, dysfunctional family story. So it starts when the main character, Daly, is 11, and her mother leaves her dad, who's an alcoholic. And there's that part of the story where she's living with her mother. And it's really done all through the eyes of her. She is the narrator, and so the first part's the 11-year-old. Then when she's in college, finishing grad school, her dad has a real alcoholic incident, and she ends up going home and taking care of him and trying to get him to dry out. And that part was really interesting. I don't know. All the book was really interesting. It was one of those books, like you said, I got mad at her. Mm-hmm, I just did not like some of her choices.
Right.
And having had some experience of living with an alcoholic, I found some of her thinking about that kind of magical thinking that things would get better. But it's an engine. And the father is like a really waspy, kind of really nasty guy. So the dynamics of the family and the father and the daughter... And it takes place kind of in the, I felt like in the early 80s when she's in her 20s. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of upheaval in the world. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend it. It's called Father of the Rain by Lily King. And then it follows her through to later in life also. So it's a go the way, 11, like 25, and then in her 40s. So it's interesting progression.
Okay, very good. All right, last one I'm going to cover is called Free Love by Tessa Hadley. Tessa Hadley wrote books like Late in the Day and The Past, which, to be honest, I hadn't read, but Free Love I really, really enjoyed. It's set in 60s London, and it's this very conservative English family, and they pretty much have sort of a kind of a boring life until they invite this stranger for dinner. He's kind of like a friend of a friend of a friend, but he's a young guy. And both the mother and daughter sort of are charmed by him. And The daughter is like really excited about maybe getting together with this guy, and he ends up with the mother, and it just throws the whole family into chaos.
I started it. I never finished.
Yeah, and I just found it really intriguing because the daughter then steps up her game and almost like it was a competitor, like, well, I'm going to have some wild times too if my mother's having wild times. It was just kind of a fun saga to watch these two parallel stories and how they both evolved. So I really enjoyed it. So it's called Free Love by Tessa Hadley.
Okay, the last one I'm going to talk about, which I probably mentioned before because I love this book, is My Year of Rest and Relaxation by Otessa Moshfegh. And this is just a really quirky book. The main character is a young woman in her 20s. I don't think she's named. And she has some tragedies in her life, and she's really depressed. And she decides that what she's going to do is she's going to spend a year sleeping. And she meets this she gets hooked up with a crazy psychiatrist who's giving her all kinds of drugs. And I don't know, it's one crazy, wonderful book. I mean, it's just really quirky. But the point in the life where the young woman is a lot of what is making this stuff happen. She's trying to make it on her own for the first time. She graduated college. She's working in a boring art gallery. Her parents passed away, you know, and she's just trying to figure out her place in the world. And until she can get her bearings, she decides she wants to spend the year sleeping. So, as I tell people, there's nothing really restful or relaxing about this novel. But it's really funny, and it's so well written. And it's just a quirky, odd, and lovely read if you like that type of off-center stuff. So. Nice. Young women.
Yes, I'm glad I'm not there anymore.
Me too, actually.
But it's fun to read about
it's
it.
True.
All right, thanks, Andrea.
Yeah, thanks, Roxanne.